2021年精编初中英语教学与评估七。
Part 1. Listening.
第一部分听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片，每个句子念两遍。
1. Be quiet, please. We must not talk loudly in the library.
Be quiet, please. We must not talk loudly in the library.
2. Making phone calls while driving is against the traffic rule.
Making phone calls while driving is against the traffic rule.
3. Computers are one of the greatest inventions in the world.
Computers are one of the greatest inventions in the world.
4. The sun was shining brightly, and the man started sweating.
The sun was shining brightly, and the man started sweating.
5. Perhaps people can go traveling to other planets in the near future.
Perhaps people can go traveling to other planets in the near future.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。每个对话念两遍。
6.
Alan, take an umbrella with you. It's raining outside.
What changeable weather. It was sunny this morning.
Question, what's the weather like now? 请再听一遍。Alan, take an umbrella with you. It's raining outside.
What changeable weather. It was sunny this morning.
Question, what's the weather like now? Seven. Did you hear about the coming storm, Alex?
Yes, it sounds exciting. I love lightning and the wind.
I know, they're exciting. But some people are afraid of storms. They are worried that it may be dangerous.
Question. How does Alex feel about the coming storm?
请再听一遍。Did you hear about the coming storm, Alex?
Yes, it sounds exciting. I love lightning and the wind.
I know, they're exciting. But some people are afraid of storms. They are worried that it may be dangerous.
Question. How does Alex feel about the coming storm?
Eight. Excuse me, sir. May I have your order, please?
Yes. I would like to have noodles and fruit salad.
Question. Where are the two speakers? 请再听一遍。Excuse me, sir. May I have your order, please?
Yes. I would like to have noodles and fruit salad.
Question. Where are the two speakers? 9. The play will begin at 7:30. When shall we leave for the theater?
7 o'clock, okay.
The traffic is usually very heavy at 7. Shall we leave 30 minutes earlier?
All right.
Question. When will they leave for the theater? 请再听一遍。The play will begin at 7:30. When shall we leave for the theater?
7 o'clock, okay.
The traffic is usually very heavy at 7. Shall we leave 30 minutes earlier?
All right.
Question. When will they leave for the theater? 10. Tom, help your sister with the cleaning.
Why me? Teddy is playing video games while I'm working on my school project.
Question. What does Tom mean? 请再听一遍。Tom, help your sister with the cleaning.
Why me? Teddy is playing video games while I'm working on my school project.
Question: What does Tom mean?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的对话内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示，对话念两遍。
Andy is a famous writer of children's books. Here are some interesting things you might not know about him.
What do you like to do after a long day of writing?
I go for long runs and bike rides beside the beach. An hour of exercise after a long day of writing keeps me healthy and strong. Then I'm ready to write some more.
Do you write using a computer or by hand?
At first, I write the stories by hand and then type them on the computer. I like to write by hand when I travel. I find it very easy to lose myself in a diary when I am away from my usual activities.
What is your favorite food?
I feel happier when I'm drinking banana milkshakes, and I love fish. But I don't like drinking fish milkshakes. They are just terrible.
What is your favorite book?
Alice in Wonderland. It has so many surprises and such silly things in it.
Do you write for adults too?
Only if I really have to. I prefer the fun of writing for children.
What do you say to kids who say, "Why should I read?"
The more you read, the more things you will know. The more you learn, the more places you'll go.
请再听一遍。
Andy is a famous writer of children's books. Here are some interesting things you might not know about him.
What do you like to do after a long day of writing?
I go for long runs and bike rides beside the beach. An hour of exercise after a long day of writing keeps me healthy and strong. Then I'm ready to write some more.
Do you write using a computer or by hand?
At first, I write the stories by hand and then type them on the computer. I like to write by hand when I travel. I find it very easy to lose myself in a diary when I am away from my usual activities.
What is your favorite food?
I feel happier when I'm drinking banana milkshakes, and I love fish. But I don't like drinking fish milkshakes. They are just terrible.
What is your favorite book?
Alice in Wonderland. It has so many surprises and such silly things in it.
Do you write for adults too?
Only if I really have to. I prefer the fun of writing for children.
What do you say to kids who say, "Why should I read?"
The more you read, the more things you will know. The more you learn, the more places you'll go. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子。每空格限填一词，短文念两遍。
Lauren has produced almost no waste in the past 2 years, proving that a rubbish-free lifestyle is possible. She studied environmental science at New York University, and it was during her student years that she began working towards a zero-waste goal. Today, she has learned to make all of her own everyday eco-friendly products,such as toothpaste, shampoo, kitchen cleaner, and so on. She also set up her own company which sells her homemade products. Lauren regularly writes about her experiences of a zero-waste life on her blog. She admits that the past 2 years haven't been easy. I stopped buying packaged products and began bringing my own bags and jars to fill with products at the supermarket, she explained.I stopped buying new clothes and shopped for only second-hand things. I said no to things like straws at bars and to plastic or paper bags at stores. Lauren now saves a lot of money because she is prepared when she goes shopping and does not buy things that she won't use at all. She also eats healthy food because she buys fresh organic fruits and vegetables instead of packaged foods. The 23-year-old girl has become a role model. She's giving talks in schools and colleges and also having more and more interviews about her zero-waste lifestyle on TV and the radio worldwide.
请再听一遍。
Lauren has produced almost no waste in the past 2 years, proving that a rubbish-free lifestyle is possible. She studied environmental science at New York University, and it was during her student years that she began working towards a zero-waste goal. Today, she has learned to make all of her own everyday eco-friendly products, such as toothpaste, shampoo, kitchen cleaner, and so on. She also set up her own company which sells her homemade products. Lauren regularly writes about her experiences of a zero-waste life on her blog. She admits that the past 2 years haven't been easy. I stopped buying packaged products and began bringing my own bags and jars to fill with products at the supermarket, she explained. I stopped buying new clothes and shopped for only secondhand things. I said no to things like straws at bars and to plastic or paper bags at stores. Lauren now saves a lot of money because she is prepared when she goes shopping and does not buy things that she won't use at all. She also eats healthy food because she buys fresh organic fruits and vegetables instead of packaged foods. The 23-year-old girl has become a role model. She's giving talks in schools and colleges and also having more and more interviews about her zero-waste lifestyle on TV and the radio worldwide.